What did I have to give up to get to this place of surrender? My pain and my frustration and my loss and my grief and my anger and my pettiness and my control freakishness. I had to give up all of that stuff. Simplest thing I've ever done. It wasn't hard at all. Because witnessed to by its results, all kinds of people are starting to float higher around me, odd as that seems. I'm traveling around with Dr. Hawkins. That's almost surreal to me. Didn't have it on my list, didn't have it on my goals, didn't have it on anything. It unfolded of its own magnificent power. And once people experience that field, and recognize that, let's get to the point, this distress, people are distressed. Do you see the looks on their faces when you go out? Do you see the looks on their faces as they pull out of the parking lot? Do you see the rage on the road? Turn on the TV at night and watch what we passively just allow to blow into our consciousness with no guards, no vigilance, no nothing. We just allow it to just blow in there and wonder why we're distressed. And when the light finally goes on, I'm distressed because this is self-created. I'm creating this. And I'm creating this because I refuse to stop living in the hypothetical. And I'm saying, it's not hard at all when you witness its results. When you finally witness that it's true what all of those guys who wrote all of those books said. When you finally get to that place, and I'll give you just a little parable because that's the Buddhist way. The guy was looking for the master and looking for the answer. And he had had a successful business, and he had had a successful life, he had a successful wife, he had successful kids, and he had a hole in his soul that you could drive a freight train through. Distressing, terrible hole in his soul. So he'd go to the church, he went to the rabbi, asking anybody who he thought would know, and they finally come to the conclusion that there was a master indeed, lived way up in the top of the mountains, but he didn't take visitors. So that upped his determination. So of course, to make a long story short, he went through all of those things that we pilgrims go through and finally come up over the last ridge, looks down there, and there is the master, and the light is just coming out of his forehead, and he's sitting beside this beautiful stream, and it is just like he thought it would be, and he's going, wow, it's true. There he is. So he runs down into the valley and sidles up to the master and says, oh, I found you. He says, you got to tell me, what's the secret to enlightenment? And the old man didn't say a word. He just reached over and grabbed behind his head and stuck his head down in the creek. And, you know, the guy's sitting there going, he's just trying to make a point. So about 30 seconds, when it's getting a little testy, he thinks, oh, he'll pull it up anymore. The guy is still thinking, and he pushes his head down farther. Comes up to about a minute and 15 seconds, this guy is about to blow it. And he starts squirming and starts panicking, and the great master pulls his head out of the creek, and he goes, and the master looked at him and he says, when you want enlightenment, like you wanted that last breath, it will come just as easily.
Based on Nika's account of the Buddhist parable, enlightenment will come with ease once you truly want it. One of the fundamental ways to reach this state is to learn the art of surrender. According to Nico, when one surrenders every aspect of themselves to the divine, their suffering and joys, their challenges and victories, their love and their hatred, their courage and their fears, then their lives become transformed. As Dr. Hawkins opens this session, he delves into the world of greater enlightenment, the divine states. As one calibrates at 600 or above, they have discerned the illusion of the ego. He further clarifies what the ego actually is and our relationship to it, noting that the remedy lies in the silence that is always present beyond the noise of the ego mind. Surrendering to the silence awakens us to a world that is far beyond the limited realm that we have created for ourselves.